Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast about things to do in County Donegal in Ireland. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll talk about Marcus's recent post on travel tips for County Donegal. You can read the post in full online at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog, where you can also see the photos and leave a comment with your own tips. So, Marcus points out that County Donegal is the most northerly county in Ireland. For those not familiar with the political geography of Ireland, the island is divided into two parts. The northern part is called Northern Ireland and is part of the UK. The rest, the remaining part, the larger part, is the Republic of Ireland. So County Donegal is part of the Republic of Ireland and lies in the northwest. Now, Marcus's first tip for things to do in the county is to trace your roots at the Glencombe Chile Folk Village Museum. Because of the many eras of immigration from Ireland, many people return to explore their Irish roots. So the Glencombe Chile Folk Village Museum is a great place to get a window into the world that so many left behind, while also exploring the world that has shaped current-day Ireland. You can travel back to the Iron Age at Criana and Eilleadh. Stay in the town of Burt and visit the nearby Iron Age ring fort, Criana and Eilleadh. Sitting atop a hill, the fort looks out over County Donegal. The area was most likely once a seat of power and culture in ancient Ireland. Marcus reckons that a visit to the 15th century Donegal Castle in Donegal Town is really interesting. Although you have to pay to visit the castle, it's been recently restored and it's well worth the fee. What about learning to speak Irish at the Odias Gael Language Camp? For more than 25 years, the camp's been offering education in both the Irish language and Irish culture. While the courses don't necessarily come cheap, it's a unique opportunity to learn the language in one of Ireland's most beautiful landscapes. Petrolheads may like to come to spectate at the Donegal Car Rally. The International Car Rally takes place on the third weekend of June, and the 3-day event brings rally fans from all over the world. One of the best ways to explore this lovely area is on foot or bike. That could be independently or on an organised tour. There are also many opportunities for swimming and surfing on some of the most beautiful beaches in Ireland. Bundoran is recommended as a great place to enjoy the sea as well as get in a little surfing. There's also the possibility to go diving. The Miva Diving Centre offers dives for all experience levels to various wrecks and scenic dives. They'll take you out diving every single day of the year, but unless you're braver than Marcus, diving in December that far north is best left to hardier others. One of the most beautiful areas to explore is the Glenveagh National Park, where there are guided walks on offer with park rangers throughout the year, but booking is essential. The lakes, forests and mountainous areas offer great walking country, and the park prides itself on trying to bring back the golden eagle, which was classified as extinct in the area in 1912. And Marcus's final suggestion is to admire the views from Slave Lake. These sea cliffs are actually higher than the cliffs of Mother in County Clare, but due to the lack of notoriety, you'll find fewer tourists swarming the cliffs. But as always, be safe. Don't go too near that edge of the cliff just to get a great photo. So, I haven't been to this area, but certainly Marcus has encouraged me to go and visit it. So, thanks for listening and do join us again soon. You can subscribe to the Europe à la carte podcast on Audioboo or iTunes. Goodbye.